Back here on the Hubs Pub and Grill postgame show, I'm Glenn Berry. We are joined by assistant coach Raylan Dodd, who's going to talk to us tonight after this straight set victory by Mac, 25-16, 25-18, and 25-12. First of all, coach, this was a complete game. You guys, I know Southwest gave you a little bit of fits early, but you guys played really, really well throughout this game. Give us your thoughts on the way your team played here tonight.
The first two sets we were struggling a little bit here and there, but we ended up pulling it together in the third set. We told them, you know, we got to stop making little mistakes. A lot of their points were points that we gave them from hitting it out, serving it out, bad pass, whatever it may be. But they came together in the third set and did well.
Coach Copeland tells us a lot that sometimes he sees the intensity waver a little bit. Like you kind of get up and things kind of calm down a little bit on the intensity, and that kind of shows on the score. Did you feel like the intensity did that tonight, or was it something that stayed consistent? They just played a good team that just knew how to, you know, score.
I felt like we started out a little slow, especially in the first set, which we have been here lately, but we definitely picked it up in the third, and I feel like we are still competing at a high level, even though it's been a little up and down here and there, but I think they're starting to come together for sure.
Everybody, when we come to see Mineral Area College play volleyball, you got to look out for like Gabrielle Damariski and Duda Passos. Tonight, Laura Gallardi, another great performance here. I thought the service game from Gallardi and others was really, really on tap tonight. It was really as good as I've seen it all year long.
Yeah, they were. They are key players. We use them a lot. They're some of our best players that we got. They play extremely well. They're second-year starters now for us, so they definitely know what to do and what's going on.
And I go back to that service idea. I mean, they played well. I mean, you're looking at Gallardi with four aces. Fievik had two aces tonight. You had four from Gabrielle. Not very many service errors either, and that's good news. When you're serving the ball well, that means you're not giving away free points.
Yeah, previously in the season, we struggled a little bit with our serving game, but we've been serving very well, and I think that's what's been helping us win these games here towards the end of the season. Is we told them we got to serve tough. If we serve tough and get the balls in, it'll play itself out, and it does, and we've been serving extremely well. We've been doing well with that.
Now, I love the way you guys warm up. I know you're a big part of warming them up. What are you looking for when you're warming them up? Because I know you're diving on the floor. Not you, but they are. They're diving on the floor. You know, they're hitting the ball hard. It's like they're playing a game before the game. Is that what you're trying to accomplish with that?
Oh, yeah. At the beginning of the game, it's super important. So I always tell them intensity isn't a switch that you can flip on and off. Like, you're ready. You got to be ready to play as soon as you step on the court. As soon as you lace up your shoes, you got to be ready to go. So I make sure that in warm-ups, my job is to get them ready, get them talking, get them moving, have high energy, make good plays, even though we're just warming up, so that energy carries on into the game.
Now, what can you say about Belen Farofino? I mean, her stats, I can look at some of the kills, I can look at some of the blocks and things like that, and they don't show up in numbers, but she is just a huge part of this team, the way she sets the ball up. A couple of big blocks at the end of the game. One play, she served it, she saved it, and then she knocked it out of bounds. She was like on every end of that play. She is a very big part of this team, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's a huge part of this team. She's the one giving the ball to all of our hitters, getting those passes from our passers. And even as far as blocking goes, I've always said this, I think Belen has become one of our best blockers, honestly. And you don't see that a lot from a setter normally, but she's setting the block very well, and she gets her feet there, and she does great.
It was nice to see some other players get in tonight. Tatum got in for a little while. You had even Addie Donzi into the game. You know, a couple of players we don't see a whole lot of, but it was nice to get them some experience in that third set.
Oh, yeah. It's always good. One thing about the people we have on the bench, they can come right in and jump in. I mean, they're just as good as who's out there, and I think that's a great thing to have when you have a team like us. So.
And I was going to say, they actually contributed. They didn't just come in and stand around and look pretty. I mean, they came out and played some good volleyball
as
well.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Yeah, it was great to see that. All right, Coach, who you got next? And tell us a little bit what you're expecting in that game.
Well, we're looking we have a game next week, but we're really focused on the tournament we have coming up. It's a tough toss-up. It'll be an extremely tough game. So we're really preparing for that, just keeping the energy high, making sure we're ready to go play.